G'day, it's Brad Shepherd here from Create PT Wealth, and here today with another one of our Create PT Wealth business building tips. And today I'll be speaking about information products with specific reference to videos. Now I'm going to be talking to you today about how you can make your own video. So a little bit of technical stuff today. So I'll begin by saying the thought of making a video for many personal trainers can be a little bit of a daunting idea. Number one, if you're not that great or not that confident in front of the camera, that could be something that can sort of put you off straight away. Number two, you might think, well, I'm not that technically skilled or that technical great on the computer at editing this video. I don't know how on earth I'm going to put this finished product together. And then finally, number three, you might think, well, once I've finished it, what the hell am I going to do with it? Am I going to have to produce a whole bunch of videos, or DVDs, I should say, and is that going to cost you a whole bunch of money? So I'm going to give you three ways that you can work through each of those steps. So step one, if you're not too confident in front of the camera, the big advice we'll say to you is that you need to give it a red-hot go. What can happen is some people can get a little bit hijacked by the way that they're feeling and think that, hold on, my voice is not going to sound that great, or what if I stuff up my words or don't know what to say. Hey, look, just get out there, give it a go. You'll find that once the camera's on you, that you will forget that it's there after you've been in front of it a few times. And my advice and the way I began doing this and the way I found it the easiest was to get in an environment where I was totally familiar. And so that meant for me in the gym. So I would go into the gym, I would have somebody film me teaching an exercise. So I'd teach the exercise and I'd talk through some of the technical points, some of the variations, some of the benefits of the exercise and why it was such a great exercise and why I recommended it. I'd show a couple of different levels. So here's a beginner's, here's for an intermediate, and here's for an advanced person. And just a great opportunity to showcase yourself, your personality, and of course, the actual exercise. And you'll find that you'll forget that you're actually, you know, trying to be in front of a camera. The next bit is the second part is the technology. Now, which camera do you use? Do you need to go out there and buy some big flash, production sort of Hollywood style camera? Absolutely not. You can shoot an information product on anything. We've shot them on our iPhones. We've shoot them on little handheld digital cameras. We also have little handy cams. So you'll just be amazed at how easy and how simple a lot of these are. So that would be the next thing I'd say about technology. The second part about the technology is once you house it on your computer. So let's say you shoot it on your little handheld digital camera. You take it back to your computer and you download that information onto your computer. Now, I'm assuming everybody's following me at this stage and you're pretty familiar with how to get to that point. And when we're at that point, there's probably two different ways we'll go. Point one if you're on a Mac, point two if you're on a PC. Now, if you're on a Mac has a great, great editing program called iMovie. Very, very user-friendly. I've seen it. My wife runs a Mac and was just amazed at how quickly I picked it up. Very, very easy to use and very user-friendly. And of course, they all come with their demonstration videos and so forth. The next one is, of course, using a PC, which we know that's probably the majority of trainers that we've spoken to and consulted to around the world. And using a PC, they comes stock standard with a program called Windows Movie Maker. Incredibly easy program to use. You basically import your footage into the program, then you drop it into the timeline, drop and drag it into the timeline, and then the editing tools are incredibly easy. So let's say there's a little bit at the start of the video where you've mumbled or stuttered or you had to cut that bit out, then you just go ahead and do that. Then you can go right to the end of it and cut it out again. And if you want to put a title on there, so you want to put your business name or maybe some written tips, then we'd advise you to do that. And then at the end of it, you might like to put some type of offer or some type of call to action. So, you know, for the first five people who watch this video and SMS their details to this number, they get to receive this free gift being X, Y, or Z. So then the last part of it is, what do you do with it once it's finished? Well, very simple. Our recommendation is you get that uploaded to an online program. And of course, the most obvious one is called YouTube. we'd certainly recommend you do that. Two ways that you can be on YouTube. One is just as a user, and the second one is to create your own YouTube channel. I'd say make sure you do either one of them. The channel is, of course, the most powerful way to do it, and very easy, very user-friendly. So get it loaded up onto YouTube, and there you go. There's your first video, and once you get started, you'll be amazed how much you'll enjoy the process of it, and how powerful a way it can be to get your message out there to your target market. This is Brad Shepherd from Create PT Wealth. Glad to be speaking to you and sharing these business building tips, and look forward to meeting with you in the not too distant future. Thanks for now, and bye-bye.